I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I am Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
So one of our episodes this week was about the myth of the lost cause of the Confederacy, which I know is still a highly emotional topic for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
From numerous directions.
I don't mean to laugh because it's not a problem. It's just funny how it continues. Everything's a little absurd to me in life.
Yeah.
So anytime I laugh and it seems disrespectful, I'm just laughing at the human condition because it's all I can do.
Yeah. As I was working on it, I was thinking, do I have family members who fought for the Confederacy? I must have, because like I know that my family has been in North Carolina for at least 180 years or something. And so fortunately, my brother had made a family tree, and I started poking through that just to sort of satisfy my own curiosity, because it was something that I assumed but didn't actually know. I feel like as a child, I had this latent hope that maybe some North Carolina ancestor had run off to the North and fought for the Union. And I think some family member had been like, no, that didn't happen. But yeah, I started poking through it and I was like, ah, yeah, here's multiple people. Here's somebody who died of disease in Richmond. And I think it was a second great grandfather who did not personally serve, but who had two older brothers who were killed in action. There were multiple, which was not surprising, considering, you know, knowing for a fact that most of my family or possibly all of them were in North Carolina in the mid-19th century.
Yeah. I did not have any family in the South during that time. Like I said at the end of the episode, I feel a little bit weird. This gets into, like, personal psychology, but I just don't have that, like, identity connection through time to the family tree.
Sure.
Like it's I know some of those facts, but I've never been like, and that is what created me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because I was always a rebellious little brat that tended to like dismiss and eschew everything related to expectations of my family, or if I just don't have that gene.
Yeah. one of the things that I tried to make clear in the episode that I hope I made clear enough is that, like, the South takes a lot of criticism for the preponderance of this narrative. But, like, as was the case in so many things in the history of the United States, the North was complicit in this too. So it's not it's not like the Southern, you know, political and public figures made something up that, you know, the Northern political establishment fought back hard against.
Right.
There really just was a sense of, oh, if we can just keep the peace with the South, everything will be better, even though that meant just, like, disregarding all of the Black Americans.
Right.
Who had, you know, been through generational trauma and meaningfully harmed by all of this in so many ways.
It becomes an interesting thing to me. I think you framed it so beautifully in your outline as saying, like, it prioritized the Union and the comfort and emotional well-being of white people over the people they had actually harmed and what had started the war. And what becomes really interesting to me to think about, and this gets into a whole, like, political theory space that I'm not really equipped to do, but it's like, if you are making concessions of that nature that devalue other human beings to preserve a thing, what are you actually preserving?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Is that a worthwhile union at that point? I know that's a terrible sentiment and probably it will make a lot of people angry, but it's just from a theoretical point of view, one of those things where I'm like, where do you get to the point where you're like, yes, we can negotiate through this,
right,
by ignoring all of the harm that took place and, you know, kind of like coddling around it.
Yeah.
It's a very strange thing to wrap my head around.
I also did want to note, like, I did not reference the involvement of Indigenous people or the effects of the war on Indigenous people at all, because that feels like, in a lot of ways, an entire separate episode. But I did want to acknowledge that, like, yes, that also was a whole factor of it, of the Civil War that involved all kinds of pieces that we did not talk about in this episode. Man, it's such a weird year, and I have no idea what's going to be happening when this episode... We moved this episode ahead of the line because in a similar situation to what we talked about in the listener mail of this episode, we have been working ahead because we're each going to be out at the end of the year. And so we got to write episodes to get, so there's podcasts while we're gone. And so similarly, we have some weeks of podcasts that are already recorded. And we moved this one up ahead of some things in the line, both just for some seasonal reasons, but then also so less time would elapse between recording it and having it come out.
Yeah. I feel like the juggles we do of our calendar would probably be like a slightly dry, but still rather witty sitcom. like, well, but if we move this to here, wait, that won't work. Go back. Wait, when is Casey going to be out? Can he edit that? We have a lot of back and forth online that is exactly that conversation in various iterations.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, 2020, you've been a thing.
Yeah.
I was so delighted that this week I finally got to talk with Curry Sautner for the show. She and I have been trying to figure out when we could get her on and when our schedules could work out so we could have a chat. And I was so excited that it finally happened. She's like one of the most energetic and compelling guests because she is excited about education and sharing the Constitution in a way that everyone feels included and recognizes that it accounts for them. And she knows so much because she works with constitutional scholars all of the time and has access to these people, which she mentioned on the show, to be like, hey, I know this interpretation has shifted. What's going on today versus blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was thankful that she talked about how much they've kind of gotten hammered with questions and people being interested in recent years as, you know, debates about what the Constitution does and does not do or does and does not lay out have gotten more and more heated. It was a really, really cool chat. And she's just lovely.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Constitution Center?
No, but now it's like top of my list. When she was saying that people that go there that think it's going to be boring come out like rabidly excited and giggling, I'm like, I have to go there.
Yeah. So I went there the last, I think it was the last time that I went to Philadelphia. I went there because as I mentioned at some point recently on the show, I'll basically do a ride along with my spouse when he's going there for something else. And then I just go to museums and walk around and do whatever I want while I'm there. And I had made myself a sort of museum path for this particular day that started at the Constitution Center and then looped around to a couple of other places. And I had zero idea what to expect at all. And was like, wow, this is a way more interactive experience than I thought I was going to have from something called the Constitution Center.
Right. I also, you know, it's such a surprising and cool, fortuitous happenstance that they were already working on so much online engagement and being able to do lessons and sessions online way before COVID ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, that was like an instant pivot, which is just extraordinarily good luck, right? Because we've talked with other people at other museums about how it was really a struggle to figure out how to do the same kind of engagement and programming they would normally do, but do it in a virtual space. Whereas for the Constitution Center, they've already been in that space. So they were just like, okay, now everybody can come to these, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do want to study the Constitution whenever I talk to her. I really cannot stress enough, if you have never looked at their interactive Constitution online, it's really, really robust. Like, not only can you, you know, look at any part of the Constitution and who was influential in that part of the Constitution, and it really does just kind of blossom out in this, like, information tree of different places you can go related to it. It contextualizes all of it and that document in such a way that you really gain a deeper appreciation, I did anyway, of how much it is, as Curry was saying, about us. It is about you. It is about me. It is, if you are a U.S. citizen, it is about you, which is sort of a strange and marvelous thing. And I love that almost everything they do is free to the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, constitutional scholarship, getting very exciting.
Yeah. I'm working on something related and I'm like, I got to go look at that interactive Constitution as soon as we're done here.
Yes, I think you should. I think you would get a huge kick out of it because it really is. One, from an information architecture standpoint, it's just smartly designed. Like, mm-hmm. It is really intuitive to use. You don't have to go down all the rabbit holes, but if you want to, no matter what your level, that's really like you will have your needs met. And that was another thing that I loved that she talked about, was that like she's having conversations in some of these lessons now where second graders are talking to people like in their 80s and they're having actual discussions about the Constitution in a way that is enlightening for both of them in many cases, which is just an incredibly cool thing. I'm a fan. Can you tell?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everybody does check it out, because especially if you're at all interested in the Constitution, or maybe you feel like you don't have as good a grip on all of it as you should, wherever you want to start, there's a level that will give you the amount of information you need. Thank you for hanging out with us this Friday. We hope everyone continues to stay safe and is taking care of themselves. You can always subscribe to the show on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, and wherever it is you listen. We hope you have a great weekend.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles.
Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.